From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. In Mendocino County, Saturday, a citizen reported a vehicle fire at mile marker 100 on North Highway 1. The citizen reportedly saw a man, possibly in his 50s, wearing a white jumpsuit and heavy logging-style boots fleeing the scene, the witness indicating the man's legs appeared to be on fire as he was last seen running into a private gated logging road to the southeast of Highway 1. Personnel from California Highway Patrol showed up and put out a fire and discovered a dead man inside the vehicle. Emergency personnel saw what appeared to be numerous bullet holes in the side of the van, and a gun was located on the ground nearby. Mendocino County Sheriff's Office initiating a criminal investigation into a possible homicide. A search of the area conducted, but the suspect was not located. Suspect described as a white male, 50s, about 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Also, the van involved registered to 58-year-old Frank Pinckney out of Eureka. The vehicle is further described as being a utility van with a lift gate on the rear and a large mirror attached to the back door. Frank Pinckney is missing at this time. Family members concerned about his well-being. Sunday afternoon, crews from Humboldt Bay Fire had to use the jaws of life to get a person out of a vehicle after a crash at 6th and I Streets. One vehicle had major damage, one person still inside, the second vehicle moderate damage, and was against a building. The occupants of that vehicle had gotten out themselves. After the patient in the other vehicle was freed, they were transported by city ambulance for treatment. Occupants of the other vehicle refused medical treatment. Well, just over 200 acres of land on Indian Island could be handed over to the Wyandot Tribe by the Eureka City Council early next year. Regulations require the city to give notice to public agencies which might be interested in buying the parcel for open preservation purposes. From the time the notice is given, agencies have 60 days to express interest. According to the Times Standard, if an agency does express interest, the city would be required to negotiate with the public agency if they were interested in purchasing land for open space purposes. Well, 24 California Conservation Corps members from Fortuna have returned home from Florida after a month of helping residents undo storm damage to their properties and homes there. Corps members from the CCC Fortuna Center removed hazardous and downed trees from homes and property. In addition to tree removal, Corps members from the CCC San Diego Center draped homes in blue tarps to shield them from additional rain, tarps allowing some residents to return to living in their homes. Corps members put in six-day work weeks in humid and unpredictable weather conditions. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.